4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 1930 UTC. Do you know where your Taube is? You probably don't, but then again, it wouldn't take much of a guess to figure it out. I'm in bad shape today. I'm barely moving. It's 1930 UTC. I said that part already. My name's Taube. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out wandering around in the forest as usual. I'm at the Arboretum. There's birds going crazy, chirping, and I'm walking around. What are we doing today? Well, we are looking for stuff. What kind of stuff are we looking for? I don't know. I don't want to say because that seems to jinx it. Whenever I say, oh, I'm looking for something specific, I never find it. So we're not going to say what we're looking for today, because, you know, we're not really looking for anything. We're just out and about to see what we can see. Like this guy over here. He's a nice bunny rabbit. And he's going to go jogging off over there somewhere. And there's a lot of birds around. And it's very humid. It did rain yesterday. Oh, what's this? There's a big mushroom. Just sitting here. Where a stump used to be. It's about 5 inches across. It's very nice. It's not exactly what I'm looking for, but you know. It's fun to look at. We're going to get back on the trail here. Yeah, oh, look over here. Here's some old Caprinus from a couple days ago. All inking out. Yeah, it's been raining. It rained overnight quite a bit. Not super drenchy. Not like flood stagey stuff, but kind of your basic just spring thunder shower. So I'm out and about, trying to see if this particular thunder shower has yielded anything. Any golden goodness. That golden goodness, of course, being Marcella esculenta. Oh, I've got back problems today and gut problems. But the good news is my knee doesn't seem to be bothering me. And, look at here. We got some fresh auricularia on a stump. That's a beautiful thing. And that's what we like to see. I'm kind of working my way over to where there's a big marmot den. Because I'm hoping maybe there will be baby marmots in it. We might have to go to Heron Haven today to see if we can spot any of our baby marmots. But that's not a priority. So every time I go over there to see them on purpose, although I can spot them for a few seconds, then they don't want to come out and play. So that's why we're here today. And I suppose if we had to, we could go to Heron Haven a little bit later. We'll make it up as we go along. What's this? Nope, that's just a halfway buried walnut. Maybe I should have stayed in bed. Man, oh man. Okay, I'm crossing over the second of many footbridges. trying to walk by picking my feet up instead of just dragging them. All right, let's head up this old path here and see what we can see. I know there's some stumps coming up on my left, but as I pass them, I notice that they are not doing anything interesting. And by interesting, I mean growing fungus or something like that. All right, I'm kind of getting close to our marmot den in question. And boy, it is fairly well overgrown. Very difficult to see if there's anybody in there doing anything. Although we can sort of get on the other side of it. Maybe when we go out, we'll go that way and see if we can get a better view of our marmotte den. Okay. And pretty soon we're going to have the moment of truth, because I've reached the entrance to the secret mushroom grounds. I'll glance around furtively, make sure nobody's watching me enter this area. And here we go. Kapow. All right, now we do the super fun thing that we always like to do. Stare at the ground. Start looking for our fungal buddies. As I wend my way through here, I have to brush up against leaves and branches that are still soaking wet with rainwater. So I'm getting lots of little drips on me, and I'm crouching down really low so I can get a good low point of view, and I'm not seeing any of our buddies. So I'm gonna kind of keep moving here. Ugh. All crouched over, doing the mushroom hunter walk. And the bad news is, I'm just not seeing any of our little buddies. I saw another piece of corn cob. It made me happy there for 2 seconds until I realized, oh, it's just a corn cob. Stupid corn cob. You know, with all the rain, I would have expected to see some fungal growth. No. Well, here's one little nice mushroom here. It's not exactly what we're looking for, but it's still a lovely specimen. So, okay. At least we are getting some kind of fungus growing. Just not the ones that we're most interested in. The kind that bring in the big bucks. And I do need some money. Or, if I don't need money, I at least need some hamburgers. I haven't had a hamburger in weeks. I'm pretty much dying for one. That could be my problem. My back and stuff might hurt today because I haven't eaten enough hamburgers. So I'm walking up in the here a little bit. I don't know why I'm walking into this area. I don't think I've ever found any up here. But it doesn't hurt to look. And as I glance around, yeah, I'm not seeing Jack. Jack Esculenta does not live here. That's okay. Let's go check the other spot across the creek. As I walk out of the secret mushroom garden area, I'm gonna take a right. instead of going back the way we came, we're going to try to, we've got kind of a lot of weeds. Let's see what we got here. We're going to try to go over here to the backside of that marmot den to see if we have a better view in case there's any babies hanging around. So, walk, walk, walk. And then, geez, it's so grown over, I can barely, it's right here. And we walk into this field. This used to be all burdock. They chopped out the burdock. Wait, what was that? I wasn't paying attention. Something moved in the grass. Is that a mati? Let's get up here closer. Dun, dun, dun. I'm looking for telltale signs of marmots, including little paths where they could have been walking through the grass. And what is this? Is this a marmot path, or is this just squirrels and whatever? Don't know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Ooh. Did I mention it's an extraordinarily humid day? It's very humid, but it's kind of cool. Alright, now I'm at one of the holes. Yeah. Boy, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Alright, well, let's go back into the forest. Well, as I was saying, it's a very humid day, as you might expect from all the rain, etc. And this grand humidity, which is probably at 99% or better, might be responsible for my physical well-being, or lack thereof. It's kind of cool. It's about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. But I was smart enough to check the weather last night, and they said it was going to be 85 degrees. So we might not be out here very long today, kids. Because as soon as it starts getting hot in this humidity, I'm going to have to go home and pass out. Alright, so I've made my way back down and around. I'm on the other side of the creek from the secret mushroom grounds, which leads us a little bit closer to the interstate. I'm scanning the ground, and I'm also occasionally looking up, because this is one of those days when one is apt to run into deer. Because of all the rain and everything, there's nobody here. And when there's nobody here, there's nobody to scare the deer away. And this is one of the areas they like to hang out in. So. Oh, wait. I see something possibly interesting. Is this some scarlet cups? No, it's pink surveyor's tape. I'm really starting to hate surveyor's tape. And there was a brown cup or something up here, and now it is gone. Did it run its cycle, or did somebody see it and think it was a mushroom that they wanted to pick and eat? Who knows? It's no longer there, though, so oh well. Let's move up here into the yield field, see what we can find. Oh, and here next to the path in an old stump are some cute guys. Some little mushrooms of that one type that I don't know. And where else do we have? I get the feeling that I'm not going to run into any deer because I'm not seeing any tracks. I'm on a dirt path. and it's kind of muddy, and it would have left tracks. So there's some interesting polypores on a log back here that I can't really get to. That's interesting, little shelf-like mushrooms. Once again, we're finding all kinds of fun fungus. Just not exactly the stuff we're hoping to find. Now this path loops a little bit, so I'm gonna go over to here. And yeah, there's not much right back here. But I do know that little turkeys like to hang out back here sometimes. Not right now. And here's a big stump. And now we gotta walk through the bushes. Ugh. There's a lot of bugs out today. Kind of mosquito-y around here. I don't know, maybe these aren't mosquitoes. I don't think I've been bitten. I don't know. Do I really care? Not overly so. Still staring at the ground, scanning back and forth, looking for all kinds of mushrooms. It's kind of weird, as I get further and further off the path here, I find less and less fungus. Maybe this means we should get back on the path. Not going that way. Yeah, let's go this way. This will eventually lead us back to the path. And once we get back onto the path, what are we going to do? I think I did get bitten by a mosquito on my knee. It's starting to itch. And possibly also on my face, which is starting to itch. All right. You know, I think I've about had enough of OPPD for today. So you know what we're going to do? We're just going to head back to my car. And as I'm walking along this path here, I'm thinking that I shall invoke some radio magic. So let's count down from three. And by the time we get to zero, we'll be at Herrenhaven looking for all kinds of fun stuff. Count with me now. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. Let's get out of the car. On the way over here, while I was driving on 120th Street, I looked up in the sky and I saw a blue heron flying. And it didn't look like he was flying from Herrenhaven, but he might have been. He wasn't flying to Herrenhaven. Alright, try to lock my car here. It worked, I don't believe it. Alright, and we're gonna quietly sneak up behind the building here and look behind the shed here for any baby marmots. No, but that's kind of to be expected, because yesterday we saw them in a different location, so I'm gonna keep on moving up here. And as I come around this corner, hopefully some baby marmots will come into view. Aha, I was gonna say I don't see any, but now I do. I have to sort of crouch down. This guy, I wonder if he can see me. Is he looking at me? Yeah, he saw me and he bolted. Okay. Ooh, there's another one. Yeah, gosh. Looks at those baby motties. How many are there? Well, we've seen two already today. Alright, and that guy, he just ducked into the little weeds there. Come on, my little baby motties, come back out now. Alright, that guy just stuck his head up. Alright, we got one little guy just sitting on the edge. He's sitting in the grass. Oh, he's looking down now. Where's he going? Is he moving around? Is he just taking it? Yeah, okay, he's moving back down into the weeds. I'm kind of moving slowly up towards the weeds here. I want to take a picture of baby Matis. I just tried to take a couple. Probably got a good one. I mean, not like the greatest baby Mott picture ever, but, you know, at least you're going to see baby Mottis, or just one. One of the giant famous bumblebees just buzzed by me. I'm moving up closer to see where these Mottis went. There's some coprinus mushrooms up here. Oh, I get it. Yeah, there's one of these holes is right here. Right here at the edge of the grass, hidden by weeds, can't see Jack, and now these guys have disappeared. Okay, we're just gonna move back. Maybe they'll come out again. I have been bitten by some bugs, and it's starting to drive me crazy. I got one on my jaw, I got one on my knee, I got one on my leg. Starting to bring on the itch, and I do not like the itch. It is not fun for me. All right, I've retreated kind of back to the path here. I'm trying to keep my eye on where the hole is. And if I can get a log between me and that hole, then they can't see me, then they might come out. All right. I kind of don't feel like waiting. It's too humid. It's starting to warm up. If we're going to do anything here today, we should do it now. So, all right. Well, at least we got a brief glimpse at our baby marmots. That's always good. Oh, I'd love to spend more time with them, but these baby marmots are a little bit shyer than some baby marmots I've hung out with before. So we're gonna make our way into the forest here. Maybe we'll go out onto the boardwalk and see what's going on out there. You know, I'm kind of beginning to think that maybe I should not be out here today. I'm having a more difficulty with this today than I would have expected. And as I walk through the path here, I've gotten to the cut. I'm looking out onto the Mulhall's property, and then I see two geese with baby goslings standing right there. But I'm not going to hassle them today. I'm going to keep on moving. So I don't feel good. I get the feeling that we're going to be cutting this short. It is getting to be unbearable for me out here. I'm going to have to go home and turn on my air conditioner. Yeah, it's only 65 degrees out here. But that is way too hot for me when the humidity is this high. So now I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. Doot do doot do do. And we're gonna see what, if anything. Oh god, I'm just walking through boatloads of webs too, and that does not help the itch one bit. Alright, I'm on the boardwalk. And I'm now over the water. Looking down into the soup. There's not much going on. I do not see any stealthy snapperbacks. I don't see any turtles. There's a goose over to my right. Over on the log over to my right, there's two turtles out there, two little ones. But I'm not seeing any snappers in close. So let's keep going up the boardwalk here, looking over the edge into the water. I can see little ripples of presumably fish or frogs swimming around. These are fish ripples. That might have been a frog ripple. Just walking through so many webs. All right, halfway down the boardwalk, continuing out to the end. Now I can see across to the far end of the pond. There's nothing out there. There ain't Jack out here today. Oh, there's a couple of geese swimming my way. There's a lot of duckweed out here at this end. And I'm looking. I don't see any herons. I don't see any duckies. Something just jumped over here, presumably a frog. And I'm looking into the water. And I can't see Jack. Alright. Well, ain't this thrilling? I'm already bored myself. And I do not feel well at all. I'm about to pass out or something. So I have turned around and I am walking off the boardwalk. I gotta get out of here. I need to be in the comfort of my climate controlled home. Oh my God, we might faint. If you hear a large ka-thunk and crashing sound, it's because I have fainted on the boardwalk. I'm just going to keep moving. Not moving as fast as possible, so as not to exert too much energy and make it worse. Whew, we got to get back to my car so I can turn on the air conditioning. Oh boy, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have left my house today. This could be the medical mistake of the month. I'm hoping not, though. Did I mention it's also early in the morning? I have a feeling somebody named me is going to get home and pass out. As I walk back by the cut, I can see my big goslings. Oh, they're pretty big. They're huge. They don't look like little babies anymore. Now they just look like big babies. And you know how much I like big babies. Oh. All right. I got 50 meters to go. But I should probably say something along the lines of, you've been listening to the Dubious Cholinergia Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm that committee's chairman and prime victim. I've been out looking for stuff today. Mostly mushrooms. I didn't find anything too exotic or interesting. I'm about to walk out of the forest, which means if we just glance over to our right, we might see some baby marmots. And I'm glancing, I'm staring. They are not out. All right. That means I'm almost back to my car. I'm almost out of time. I don't know if I'm going to die, but bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
We
week to 10 days. I have created a perfect cup of tea